Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Each episode, I'm going to give you a topic for the list and give you my picks for the top 5 of that topic. Today, I'm continuing my two-part series on drafting. Today, I'm going to cover dice drafting. I kept off purchasing of dice and things like Dice Masters, Warriors, kind of like I did with the card drafting, keeping off the purchasing of cards, you know, and the things like tableau builders and deck builders and such. I didn't realize how many dice drafting games have come out in the last 5 or so years. And also, I didn't realize how many of these I absolutely love, because it continues to be one of my favorite mechanics in games. And I think two of these games that are on my main list are games that were my personal games of the year of those years. So, again, dice drafting tends to be in games that are mostly all or not all, well, kind of mostly heavier games. Not all of these are heavier games, but I guess it's just an easier mechanic to use in heavier Euros. So it does tend to be a really cool thing to do, because you can use colors and pips and different, even kind of making specialized dice and such. But very, very cool mechanic. So I'm sorry, because there'll probably be a hell of a lot of hyperbole with how many games in this category I love. But we're going to give you a whole bunch of games that I want you to check out first before I get into my cream of the creme de la creme, so to speak, of my top five. But, you know, speaking of heavy games, Tekenyu is another game kind of up there, you know, kind of with dice as workers, kind of like the Teotihuacan, which is a game that uses dice as workers, but kind of board and dice. They use games like Tekenyu and Teotihuacan, also very, very cool games, and they use the dice in very good ways, but also Tekenyu being the drafting part of that. There's also a game called The Magnificent, which has a really cool kind of fantasy circus theme, and this one, it's very cool, because you draft one die, the value of it is the strength, and then you have to really watch the value of all the colors, the values of all of one color, because the most color, the highest amount of pips in a color of any one color, one individual color, is going to be how much you're going to pay at the end of the round. So you really got to be careful, because it's going to cost you more even to get those higher values, which are going to be the more powerful dice as well. Seasons is one which you not only draft cards at the beginning of the round, but it's more of a dice drafting game, because each season there'll be a different color, you know, one color of that season, those dice, and you're going to be drafting those dice, which is very, very cool. Trois is another good dice drafter, another heavier one. On the lighter side, these next few are very, very light. Ganshan Clever, which is roll and write. All three of those Ganshan Clevers are kind of drafting the dice. Usually one person's drafting dice and the leftovers go over to everybody else in there, or you can play it solo or just two players and such. You've also got Castle Dice, which is another very light game, Dice Town or Dice City. Both of those are much lighter games. Old West Empresario, which is cool because you draft a die and you either kind of buy a card or a tile in one of the rows, or you activate certain numbers in your little tableau, your kind of your little town, depending on the number. And then finally on the also rans, Freshwater Fly, which is such a cool kind of fishing game. Absolutely love this one. It's by Bellwether Games. And I believe it's Brian Shure that does this one, but I love this game. If you kind of like fishing, or if you just want a really cool, just kind of a different type theme, check out Freshwater Fly, which does have some dice drafting to it. But without further ado, let's get into my top five dice drafting games. Number five is Taverns of Tiefenthal. This one was from Wolfgang Warsch, and this one is put out by Schmidt Spiel. Probably over here, you've probably seen it by North Star Games, I believe, is who puts it out over here, or Devere Games. So this is a solid game. This is about running your own pub, and you've got different really cool mechanics, because you've even got some deck building that's in there. But the real main mechanic is kind of the drafting of the dice that are kind of passed around to each other on these little coasters. They're kind of like beer coasters, but you pass them to each other, and you're kind of drafting the dice that you're going to be using in your pub. And now there's different pieces, or almost like puzzle pieces, that kind of go into your little pub, where you can flip them around, or you're adding cards to the pub to be able to get either more beers or more money to buy other things for your tavern. But very, very cool game. Highly recommend it. 2 to 4 players, only plays in about an hour. It's kind of a medium weight game though, but it's not necessarily hard to learn. There's just a lot of moving pieces, especially with the upgrades there. So not too bad there. Taverns of Tiefenthal. Number four is kind of a group of games. I really want to put Grand Austria Hotel in as that. This is the main one that I'm going to mention here, is Grand Austria Hotel. This is by Virginio Gili and Simone Luciani, and by, I believe, Lookout Games or Mayfair might be the one that puts it out, or probably Asmodee USA. I don't even know who puts it out over here. But it's a very solid game, Grand Austria Hotel. But we like to call this, you're kind of doing the Isbahan, because you're basically rolling dice, and then each number you kind of putting them in a row from 1 to 5, and then you're kind of drafting them, you know, drafting one, and depending on how many dice are at that area is what's going to be the power of your ability. So this is kind of Grand Austria Hotel, Isbahan, or La Granja. Those are all kind of use that same kind of mechanism, but a very, very solid game there. This is one is, again, probably the medium to heavier weight Euro. It does have this weird kind of player turn order thing. I mean, when you play it online with like Yukata, you won't notice it because it's, you know, that's turn-based. But the turn orders go from 1 to 4, 4 to 1. So the fourth player gets 2 turns in a row. But if you're the first player, you may be waiting a little while because it's almost, let's say, multiplayer solitaire in a way, because you're influencing what each other has and, you know, the way that the board state and such, you know, develops. But it can take a little bit of time. So yeah, this is kind of the sweet spot is 3 players. Again, unless you play it online or... there is an expansion that does mix a lot of this up. The new expansion that came out mixes up the turn order thing a little bit, so it's not quite as bad. But this one will take a little while, probably 1 to 2 hours, since it is a heavier weight Euro, 2 to 4 players. Again, one of my favorite games of the last 5 to 10 years there, Grand Austria Hotel. Speaking of one of my favorite games, this was Game of the Year a couple years ago for me. This is Fleet the Dice Game. Now, this is a roll and write with a dice drafting mechanic. This came out in 2018 by Matt Riddle and Ben Pinchback, and it's put out by Eagle and Griffin Games. Again, this is a heavier roll and write game, but it's still pretty easy. I've played this with my family, both my wife and kids. So even though it's a medium to heavier weight, roll for roll and writes, a little heavier for roll and writes, but as a game itself, it's not on, just because it's got 2 sheets and there's a lot of stuff, a lot of triggers and combos that can be going on. And what happens is the person who goes first rolls up all the dice, and then they draft a die and they start doing things on their board, you know, whether it's be shrimp or crab and such, and you're kind of using those dice in your tableau or on your sheets. Then the next person goes, everybody drafts their dice, and then the last die that's left over, everybody gets to use. So it's kind of gives you a little bit of extra actions and plays over about 9 or 10 rounds. But if it leads to dice game, if you like roll and write games, or you like that kind of the Yahtzee type games, you know, like I said, that's what, you know, the probably the original roll and write. But if you like those type of games, Fleet to Dice Game, you can't cannot go wrong. You probably get this one for probably about $30 on Amazon or at your FLGS. But again, Fleet to Dice Game is my number 3. So the heaviest one that's going to be on this list is going to be my number 2 game here. This is Coimbra. This is from Egert Spiel. I think maybe Plan B or somebody, I'm not sure, or Pegasus Spiel probably brought over here. I'm not sure who puts it out, but you should be able to find Coimbra. This is another one by Flaminio Brasini and Virginio Gili. That's kind of, they're all part of that Akitoka, just kind of like Grand Austria Hotel. All those great Italian designers that put out some great heavier weight games that do some very cool things with dice. This one, Coimbra, which came out also in 2018, 2 to 4 players, plays in about 1.5 to 2 hours. And it's just such a solid game. It's got a lot of moving pieces, but you're drafting dice, and depending on where you're kind of the color of the die and the number on the die is what's going to be able to help you to do different actions on there. And in a way, you're kind of also drafting cards, but the dice drafting is really what makes it kind of the real, you know, what's the real shining mechanism here. But man, this game absolutely rules. This is one of my favorite games of all time. I said that a lot. I'm sorry, a little hyperbole here because I love so many of these games, but this is an absolutely fun game. But I warn you again, this one will take a little bit of time, and it is a little bit of a heavier weight Euro, but Coimbra, really, really good game. And this was, I think I put this one on my game that needs an expansion because it needs some more cards in there. But it really, I know they have a mini expansion, but they really need a heavier, you know, a larger expansion there. But check this one out, Coimbra by Brasini and Gili. But my number 1 dice drafting game came out in 2017. This kind of reverses everything that's kind of up until now. Is this is the lightest game on this list, and that's probably for a reason. It's the best family or gateway or everything game on this list. Number 1 game, Sagrada. This was by Floodgate Games, by Adrian Adamescu and Daryl Andrews. This is a dice drafting game, but it's kind of more of a puzzle game because you're kind of, it's a stained glass, kind of using this, the theme is stained glass, and you've got this little tableau or your kind of your 4x5 little grid there that you, as you're drafting dice, they have to fit certain things, either a certain number or a certain color. And you can't really have the same color next to each other. You can't have the same number next to each other. So you're really, it's kind of a puzzly thing, but it's not too brain burning. It just has that really good kind of lighter to medium feel in it because it's very, you know, using your brain as a puzzle. And that's really what's cool about this. And what happens is you roll a certain amount of dice. I believe it's 2 times number of players plus 1. So if you're playing 2 players, you're rolling 5 dice, and then you're you're both drafting. You draft one, the next person draft two, and then you'll draft one, and the last die will go kind of in this other kind of round tracker where one die is. There's a kind of different things that give you points at the end of the game that are change each game, and then you'll get your own color, own secret color that every pip of that color that you do end up drafting will get you points at the end of the games. There's also some powers. Each one of the little cards that is there, depending on the difficulty, you get these little chits that help you to be able to spend those on special ability cards. So that does have a little ways to cheat as well. This is another one you'll probably get for about $40. You should be able to find this just about anywhere. There's a couple of expansions that are out. Probably even be able to find it at FLGS for $30 to $40, but a couple of little expansions out there and an absolutely amazing app. So this is a perfect game for you to have on your phone, a little campaign you can play or play against the AI or play against other people. But Sagrada, oh, this is my number one dice drafting game. Such an absolutely amazing game. So there you have it, my top five dice drafting game. This is number five is Taverns of Tiefenthal. Number four is Grand Austria Hotel. But also check out Isbahan and La Grana, both great, great dice drafting games. Number three, Fleet the Dice Game. Number two, Coimbra. And number one, Sagrada. Thanks for joining me this week on Top 5 of Express Board Games Edition. If you have any questions or want to tell me what your favorite drafting or dice drafting game is, feel free to comment on this episode at MajorSpoilers.com. Go to the Major Spoilers Discord, or of course, go to the site for tons of other great podcasts and content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. I'm Dan, the Board Game Man. You can find me at Geek Jock Dan or on the Geek All-Stars podcast. You can also find me here on Major Spoilers on the Munchkin Land podcast, where I do a twice a month 10 to 15 minute board game news show. And of course, as a contributor to TMSPM, where I do a board game segment with Scott and Brian. I'll be back soon with some more board game top five goodness, but until then, grab a new board game and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.